Inuit Circumpolar Conference President Hans Paavia Rosing.
I want to welcome the elders from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland from my heart to this first International Elders Conference sponsored by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference. It is a great joy to us for us to see you that have arrived here in Iqaluit, in Canada, to discuss issues of mutual concern. It is sincerely a very great occasion for us from the ICC to see that our hopes from the conference we had in Greenland in 1980 have come to a reality. During our conference in 1980 in Nuuk, Greenland, there was disappointment expressed, there were hopes expressed to involve our elders more in our future meetings. And in fact, there was a resolution passed in Nuuk to have the first International Elders Conference at the same time as the Inuit Circumpolar Conference General Assembly in Canada. And I think we're all happy to see that this goal we have met. We have succeeded in gathering our elders from all three nations and all three Arctic regions of Alaska, Canada, and Greenland.
Well, the primarily young delegates to the ICC General Assembly met in the high school gym for their third meeting. Upstairs in the library, 30 elders from the ICC member nations met for the first time. Organizing was the first order of business.
The votes for the chairperson of the first International Elders Conference. First name, Fletcher Craig. Knut Christiansen. Knut Christiansen.
Conference planner James Nagyak of the North Slope Borough read the votes for the three nominees, one from each country.
Knut Christiansen. Thomas Brower. You have elected first chairperson for the eldest International Elders Conference, Thomas Brower.
I am very grateful that I can come in front of you and speak to you, and I will do the best that I can without any difficulties. And if you have anything to say, then please speak up.
I would feel that there is to be much understanding that has to be gained by the three different nationalities of Eskimos in understanding the requirements and the needs and how their people should verse themselves to be understood. And I will work toward that goal to see what I can do to help in that area. If the elders are recognized by the General Assembly, I think they will give insight to the way the life of the people that had been in existence for thousands of years, rather than the new younger generations that are going through their higher education. And I think these people in the elders have a specific teaching in their way of life that the younger generation should understand more.
The 80-year-old Brower is a barrow whaling captain and owner of the Cape Smythe Whaling and Trading Company, originally established by his father, Charles Brower. Brower said he was surprised to be elected chair of the elders' gathering.
I had hoped someone else in the other communities, from the other communities. I was here just as a delegate, as an observer in a way, and I didn't realize that they were going to be putting me on the block this morning.
They won't turn their backs on us, I'm sure, but would listen to our support.
The elders wanted to be heard by the General Assembly, to have an impact on policymaking. They wanted to do more than reminisce about old times and old ways. Political impact was their goal. The 30 delegates to the Elders' Conference, 27 men and 3 women, decided to organize themselves into a permanent organization using a structure that paralleled the ICC.
10 members from each of the countries, and we are saying that this is Elders' Conference General Assembly, eh? All of you. Okay, what we're suggesting is that maybe we should create, just like ICC, what we are calling Elders Executive Council.
Now, being the chairman, I'm going to ask if they're all in agreement, if everyone is in agreement with what has been presented.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept this plan that was given to us to follow the way the Inuit Circumpolar Conference have arranged for us.
Question?
And by unanimous consent, a structure for a permanent Inuit Circumpolar Elders Conference was approved, an event noted by ICC President Hans Pavia Rosing downstairs at the General Assembly.
The elders unanimously passed 20 minutes ago to form an Elders Circumpolar Conference.
What do you feel that the elders will be contributing then to the general structure of ICC?
I feel some of the wisdom they have learned in their lifetime could be passed on by listening and making their recommendations or suggestions to the younger delegations, and I think this way it'll be beneficial in the whole program itself.
Those younger delegates agreed. The resolution establishing a permanent ICC Elders Conference passed unanimously.
I think today is
Hans Pavia Rosen.
As well as when we agreed back in 77 to form the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, a historic day where we unanimously formed the Inuit Circumpolar Conference Elders Organization. Thank you very much. And congratulations to our elders and ourselves.
That was one of the hardest things for us to do, is to define our role as elders here.
James Nakayak.
We don't know whether to be liaison people to our own countries, or to be review committee of the General Assembly, or a conference that is equal to the General Assembly. I think the elders have a significant role in the lives of our nations. And we are saying, hey, let's get the ball rolling and get these guys to work. And these guys are willing to work.
Mr. Thomas Brower, to present the report from the Elders' Conference. Mr. Brower, please.
The members of the first Circumpolar Elders' Conference had 3 more resolutions to present to the General Assembly.
Now therefore be it resolved that we, as concerned elders, strongly recommend that Inuit communities consider banning alcohol and drug introduction and consumption, and further that Inuit as a unique people with sovereign authority within the Inuit lands are to govern themselves and exercise traditional methods of control relating to the banning of alcohol and drug subsistence locally. Now therefore be it resolved that we the youth elders hereby require that our various legislatures enact legislation making enrollment in Inuit language programs mandatory, whereas Inuit elders desire for all Inuit to have closer contact and communication crossing the barrier of Inuit linguistic differences by the development of a common writing system. And this is our last resolution. Therefore, be it resolved that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, in cooperation with the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope and the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, examine the social ramifications of the international quota system and on national laws and regulations regarding whales. And therefore, we present these four resolutions with the hope that we can be aiding and be helpful in giving further advice, suggestion, or whatever is required of us to be helpful in this ICC program. Thank you.
The resolutions passed with unanimous consent and to a standing ovation. As Elders Conference staff member Ronald Brower said,
it worked out very beautiful.
The first Inuit Circumpolar Elders Conference, held concurrently with the ICC's General Assembly. On the next Chinook, there'll be more on the activities of the 1983 Inuit Circumpolar Conference. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. This series on the ICC is funded by the North Slope Borough Commission on Language, History, and Culture, with additional funding from the Alaska Humanities Forum. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.